Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 8th. Happy Saturday. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Big shout out to all the students who are headed back to school probably next week, or if you're going off to college or to grad school, maybe you're on a little different schedule. But everybody's getting back into that routine. Thank you to all the teachers who are listening. Just reminded of how much of an impact you have in students' lives and also the impact that you've had in my life. And so thank you for living in a way that helps others flourish. Remember why we have gathered here. We've gathered because we want to love the Lord. We want to be teachable. We want to recognize God's hand and His ways, and we want to know that the Lord answers the prayers of the people. We want to be those who come back in gratitude, the one out of the ten. We want to hear the Lord's voice today, and we want the Lord to move in our hearts and meet with us. In the scripture today, we're in Exodus chapter 35. I'm going to be skipping around a little bit. This is about Bezalel, okay, that's a hard one, and Aholiab, two neat individuals that were given skills and ability to teach others. And it's just challenging and also hopeful for me that the Lord gives people skills and then He helps them to teach others. And so I pray that the Lord is raising up those in the church who can use their work in order to help others flourish, as I mentioned with the teachers earlier, or can just live in a way that is a light to the world around them. Starting in Exodus 35, verse 30. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and He has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge and with all kinds of skills, to make artistic design for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic crafts. And He has given both him and Aholiab, son of Ahishamech of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has filled them with the skill to do all kinds of work as engravers, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and weavers, all of them skilled workers and designers. So Bezalel, Aholiab, and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill and ability to know how to carry out all the work of constructing the sanctuary are to do the work just as the Lord commanded." Skipping down to verse 3. "They received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites had brought to carry out the work of constructing the sanctuary. And the people continued to bring freewill offerings, morning after morning." Verse 6. "Then Moses gave an order, and they sent this word throughout the camp: No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary." And so the people were restrained from bringing more, because what they already had was more than enough to do all the work. Before we move on, I just want to talk for a minute about this passage. It's such a hopeful passage to me that the Lord is the one who gives ability, and then those who have the ability often also have the skill of teaching others. Now, you may be thinking, the Lord hasn't given me any skill. And we know that's not true. Think for a moment of ways that the Lord has gifted you. I know it's uncomfortable, but think for a moment and then thank Him for giving you the skills that you have. Maybe you've had to work at it, but now you have the skill. And perhaps think about who you could teach or encourage who is a step behind you in that same area of work or ministry, or perhaps even the skill of encouragement and connecting with people. Another thing that sticks out to me in this passage is that Moses had to give the word, no more gifts. Everyone had given so much that they didn't need any more. They already had more than enough for all the work to be done. Lord, give us that kind of generous heart so that your work may flourish around the world. Today, as we turn to the Psalms, we're in Psalm 28. This is a Psalm of David. It begins by David asking the Lord to hear him. Then it reminds the Lord that he is not like the evil neighbors around him who are two-faced. This psalm ends with David reminding the Lord who he is. And he gives us several words to meditate on, that the Lord is our strength. He is our shield. He is our shepherd. Psalm 28. To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with their neighbor, but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back on them what they deserve, because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord and what his hands have done. He will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together every day. Did you think I forgot? We're still reviewing the Ten Commandments. The first one, no other gods before me. Two, don't make for yourself an idol. Three, don't take the name of the Lord in vain. Four, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And then today, the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother. Jen Wolken gives us a good assignment, maybe a little homework for each of us. Think about this. Which literal parent or spiritual parent could you bless this week with a word of encouragement? What virtue could you praise them for? What past action or word could you thank them for? What shortcoming might you forgive them for in your heart? As we end today, we're going to thank the Lord for parents. We're also going to thank the Lord for teachers. And then we're going to lean on the psalm to help us pray that the Lord would hear us, that he would help us not to be those two-faced kind of people who speak peace with their neighbors but harbor evil in our hearts. And then I'm going to focus in on those three or four words, the strength, shield, shepherd, and fortress of salvation. Will you pray with me? Father, we delight in your word. We're so grateful that you have given us words from on high. We pray, Lord, that as we read it, that your Holy Spirit would instruct us. We thank you for parents who have taught us the faith, who have instructed us in the way of righteousness. Bless and keep them, Lord. And for those who have pain because their parents have gone on to be with the Lord, or maybe their parent didn't measure up, give them opportunities to speak with spiritual parents, those who have been light and love to them. We thank you, Lord, for teachers. As they go back this week, those that are in elementary and junior high and high school, we pray your blessings upon them and all those who work in the school system as they seek to help kids flourish. Being across from the junior high, Lord, we as a community of faith want to be more engaged in the ministry there. Give us wisdom and vision for what that might look like. In your word today, Lord, we are challenged. We thank you for hearing our cries for mercy. Thank you for reminding us this isn't perfunctory. You listen. You hear us. And so now we lift to you a petition. I'm going to just give you a moment to speak to the Lord. We also confess, Lord, our need of you and our need for forgiveness. Forgive us for those times when we have spoken cordially with neighbors, but harbored malice in our hearts. Lord, today, would you strengthen my brothers and sisters? Would you be a shield of faith for them? Would you remind them of their fortress of salvation? And would you give them visions of you as their shepherd, leading and guiding them in paths of righteousness? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.